Yeah, Jason, I just want to say that I love the Lord this morning.
Yeah.
Appreciate him. And a lot of times I like to look back to what God's done for me.
Come on, bud.
Where I've been, and lest I forget.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
And I was reminded again this week, a few months ago, I had a young man reach out to me. And he'd been to several drug clinics and dried up and went back, and he was trying to get his life straight. He was engaged, Brother Tommy.
Come on, boy.
28 years old, proud of his life. I got news the day before yesterday that he overdosed. And we talked to him and talked to him over and over. And the problem is unless you get fixed on the inside,
yeah,
there's always a problem. And you can quit the drugs and you can quit the alcohol and all those things, but unless you get what's fixed on the inside,
right, come on now,
the problem's always there.
Yes.
And I told him that over and over.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
You know, it breaks my heart to know that a young man who had a whole life ahead of him,
yeah,
woke up in hell.
Come on, brother.
Oh, Jesus.
And I know that sometimes folks might ever get tired of hearing me talk about it, but I've still not got over the fact that, Brother Tom, that I should be in hell.
Yeah. Come on.
I've never got over the fact of how many times that Brother Jason and I overdosed and laid in the hospital, the VA, and they told my daddy that I had a 10% chance of living, and if I did, I would be brain dead. And how God brought me out of that.
Come on now.
That's pretty close to hell.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
I look back this week and I told the Lord, I sure appreciate what you've done, because my mind went back to one morning that I was walking into the plant. My life was falling apart. Brother Tom, I really wanted to die. And I woke up one morning and I had to have my drugs every day or I just couldn't function. And I took a little 30 milligram oxycodone that morning and crushed it up and snorted it just so I could get to work. It didn't get me high. It wasn't what I wanted. I was on a prescription and I was about 2 weeks into it and was running out that day.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. Plus, I was buying stuff off the street.
Yes. Come on.
I walked into work that morning and was walking across the catwalk. And I asked the Lord, I said, will I always be this way? And I didn't think he was listening, Sister Missy.
Oh, God.
I really thought the Lord would give up on me because
come
I had
on,
family
buddy.
That wrote me off. I had friends that said I'd never be anything. But I'm thankful that he heard me that day.
Yeah.
Went to church on a Wednesday night. My daddy came and picked me up, and I was selling drugs from a big drug dealer in Detroit, Michigan. And he was in a hotel room up in Huntington. And I had a lot of his drugs and I had a lot of his money. I told Daddy, I said, I got to take this back to him. I said, he'll find me and they'll kill me. So Dad drove me up there. I walked in that room and I looked at that big man and I knew he could kill me right there if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I looked at him and I said, listen, I said, I'm going to church, get my life right with God, and I'm going to get out of this.
Come on now.
He looked at me, thought for a minute, and he said, you're doing the right thing.
Praise God.
Praise God.
But Dad looked at me in the car that day, put his hand on me, and he was crying.
Oh, God.
He said, son, he said, I'm going to have to visit you in the grave soon if you don't get off of these drugs. He said, if I'm lucky, it'll be prison. But I was reminded again this week how that I should have been me.
Oh, yeah.
And went to hell, Brother Tom. Went to church on that Wednesday night. And I was unshaven. I wasn't dressed for church. I was going through drug withdrawals already. I was pretty sick. But I went to the altar that night, and I've never forgotten that I told the Lord, Brother Tom, I said, If you'll save me.
Yeah.
I'll serve you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll give you everything I got. Oh, I'll go anywhere. Oh, I'll do anything.
Come on, buddy.
But I said, God, if you won't, and I'll understand if you won't give me another chance. I said, God, just let me die right here. But I'm thankful that he touched me right there.
Thank God.
Yeah. Praise yes.
He's I knew when he touched me.
Yes, he's faithful.
Not only did he save me, the drug withdrawals left me.
Yeah.
The whole reason I got addicted to them was a back problem. And Brother Tom, do you know that God would even heal my back?
Thank you, Lord.
Touch my body. You know, what I got this morning is more than a religion.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
What I've got this morning is more than my name on a membership of a church.
Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. But I've got a relationship with that man this morning that died, that gave his life for me on Calvary.
Yes.
That,
yes.
Brother Tom, I know nobody can tell me that I don't deserve hell.
Come on.
If anybody knows how unworthy I am, it's God. And yet he saved me.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm thankful this morning to know that although I deserved hell, and honestly, unless anybody's ever been addicted to drugs or alcohol, you can't understand. I know you can't wrap your mind around it, but
yes.
As much as I love my wife, I love the drug.
Yeah, yeah.
And as much as I love my children, I love the drug. And it wasn't that I wanted to, but I kept going back to it, Brother Tom. I kept going back to it. And
yeah.
You know how many times the devil told me I'd never get off of it?
Oh, yes. Oh.
I know it don't make sense to some, but I remember laying in bed and knowing how much drugs I had took that day and figuring I probably wouldn't wake up the next morning. And Brother Tommy, I'd get up and sneak downstairs. My wife didn't know what was going on, or I'd sneak in the bathroom and crush another pill and snort it, thinking I'd already took too much. But time after time, God woke me back up.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
I went to bed one night with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Come on.
And I was loaded out of my mind and just made it up that I couldn't be anything. I wasn't going to make it. I just wanted to die. I remember pulling that hammer back on that 12-gauge, and I remember sticking it underneath my chin. And then I don't remember anything else. I woke up several hours later and couldn't remember what happened. And I looked down at that gun, and Brother Earl, I thought, well, the hammer wasn't pulled back anymore. I must have let it off. But I didn't remember. So I broke that shotgun down, and I looked, and the shell popped out. And Brother Jason, there was a dent where the firing pin hit the primer, and it never went off.
Holy God. Holy God.
If anybody deserved to be in hell, I do.
Come on,
Jesus.
Come on.
Oh. What?
Oh, I'm thankful that God loved me enough that he'd look and say, I can do something with him.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I can still heal him. I can still touch him.
Come on, Brother Jim.
I tell you, I hate it that a young man is in hell this morning because he wouldn't listen. I tried to tell him, Brother Tom, you can get off of that. You ain't got to live like that.
Come on.
Now he's left behind his mom and dad and sister and a young woman that he was engaged to that he'll never understand. But I tell you, as much as I hate that, I'm awful thankful this morning that God didn't leave me there.
Yes. Come on. Yes.
And you know, as long as there's breath in our body this morning, we don't have to die and go to hell.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. I mean, as long as there's breath, there's hope.
Yes,
I know that when man can look and tell you that you'll never be anything, and I know that there's a voice inside of our head sometimes that over and over says, you will always be this way. I thought that. You know, really, when I walked into Steele, West Virginia that morning and asked God if I'd always be that way, I wasn't really expecting an answer. I wasn't really expecting him to change anything. I just really said it, Brother Tommy, assuming that it would always be that way.
Right.
I'd honestly made it up in my mind, Sister Missy, that I was going to overdose one day. I knew I was. I knew there was no way around it. I knew I couldn't quit. I couldn't get off of it. But you know, I had to go through a drug rehab because I lost my job at work over the drugs and really didn't know if I'd get my job back. And it ain't very often at a place like that'll fire you and they call you back and tell you they want to give you your job back if you go to drug rehab. But they did.
Yes, yes.
I went to the doctor and they had to send me to a psychiatrist and you have to do this 12-step program. And Brother Jason, I'll never forget, I went in to see that woman and I said, I don't need this. She said, son, we hear that from everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
She said, if you can convince me you don't need this, I'll let you go. And she said it with a smirk. Brother Jason, I looked at her and I said, I went to church. And I went to an old-fashioned altar and I gave my life to God.
Yes.
I said, He saved me.
Yes.
Sanctified me. Filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And I said, He healed me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Woo.
My wife will tell you, I left there that day and never had to go back. She released me.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
I sure love the Lord this morning and I'm thankful for everything He is and everything He's done. I don't deserve it.
Come on.
Not worthy.
Come on.
This month will be 20 years that I've been married. It's been years ago, but my wife, because of my drug addiction, had went to the lawyer and sat down and did all the divorce papers, Brother Tommy, and looked at the lawyer. She said, I just can't sign them. I'm thankful that she didn't.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Thankful God still had a plan. I'm thankful that God said it ain't got to end that way.
Right.
It ain't got to be that way. I tell you, I just love the Lord this morning. I didn't mean to take so much time, but I do appreciate Him.
Oh, God.
I'm reminded again this morning that I should be in hell.
Yeah.
It's not a game.
No.
It's not a game.
And drugs ain't a game.
Nobody.
And I've been there, I've done it, and I know it for a fact. I've seen people take the same amount today that they took yesterday and never wake up again.
Yeah.
I've seen it over and over and over.
Yeah.
Brother Tommy, I've seen them shoot the same amount that they do all the time. But it only takes one time.
One time. That's true.
And the tragedy is this, that they wake up the moment that their spirit leaves their body, they wake up in hell. I'll say this and I'll say hell. We knew a friend. We had a friend and we met him because he was working for my wife's dad. He was a drug addict and he was homosexual. And he had took so many drugs that his liver and kidneys was shutting down and they put him in the hospital at Cabell and just gave him no hope to make it. And I went down and I talked to him and I said, Donnie, I said, you don't have to die like this. I said, you know, God can save you. He can change you. You don't have to be a drug addict. You don't have to be homosexual. And I said, as a matter of fact, He can heal you. You don't even have to die right now. But, you know, the boy kept telling me how good he was and how he loved people and all these things. And he never would listen. But some time went by. They let him out of the hospital. But my wife called me at work. She said, you're going to have to leave work and go down to the building where Donnie lives. She said, he's out on the ledge of his, I believe it was either 5 or 6 stories up, and he's going to jump. She says, you got to go down and help him. Brother Tommy, I left work. I didn't even ask. I just a fear struck me. I jumped in my truck and drove down there, pulled up in front of that building just in time to see that boy hit the concrete and die.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And I looked at him, and as bad as it was to see the dead body there, you know what struck me was he just woke up in hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if he thought the drugs were bad,
yeah,
and he thought this old life was bad, now he's got a life of eternity in hell. And I tell you,
Jesus,
yes,
it ain't worth it this morning. And I would add that no matter what anybody says, no matter what the devil says, and no matter what we feel, that there is a way out this morning.
Yes, there is.
I'm living proof.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. I didn't need a 12-step program. I didn't need Suboxone. I didn't need all those things. You know, when I went through the rehab, they made me take Suboxone. And I had to take it for a while because they were drug testing me. And it had to be in my system.
Yeah.
But I told my wife one day, I said, I'm done with it. I don't even like the fact of knowing that I'm still taking something. And
right.
I go get that prescription filled and I flush it down the commode. And I told my wife, I said, if they drug test me, that's just not going to be in it. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, I've been healed. I've been set free. I said, I'm not ashamed of it.
Praise God.
I tell you, the Lord's sure been good to me this morning, and I'm thankful that I'm not in hell. Thankful that He saved me.
Right.
Thankful that he loved me enough. You know, David said, when mother and father forsake me,
Thou
art there.
Yes, yes.
I'm thankful He never left me.
Thank God.
Never forsook me.
Praise.
Amen.
But He's always there to lift me back up. I appreciate it.
He's always there. Oh, yeah.